वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवानि च श्रीरूपं साद्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्तश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्ता परासती नामे भानवी देवी दयिताय कृपार्थै कृष्णसम्बन्ध विज्ञानम् वायिने प्रभवी नमः माधुर्यौज्जलाश्रमाभ्यारूपानुगभक्तिगौरकर्णाकृति विग्रहाय नमस्ते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमोत्तरुतानुभवोद्धाप सिद्धन्तभन्तहारी संसारदावानलीलोका प्राणाय कारुण्यघनाघनत्वम् प्राप्तस्वकन्ननगुणानमस्य वन्दे गुरुश्रीकरणारविन्दम् महाप्रभो कीर्तनं सवितं पादित्रमद्यं मनसो रसिणं रोमाञ्चकं काश्यकरङ्गभागो वन्दे गुरुश्रीकरणारविन्दम् श्रीविग्रहाराधनमिमित्तमाना सिंहारतनमन्दिराजमादम् युक्तस्तवतांश्चानुगुण्यकोपी मन्दे गुरुश्रीकरणारविन्दम् بلغنا فيك العربي من بلغنا فيك العربي شكور بالهاتفي هدوات رسادة سبب عنا تكيان حريب حتى تنهان بالطيبة تكيان هدفو سبينا هلو برياسي شرعب بالمر
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Karma.
कृष्ण चैतन्य एवं प्रदक्षिणं चक्रं नानु वर्तयति यः जा अभायु इंद्रिया राम मोघं पाठ सजीवति। लॉर्ड कृष्णा नाउ ही हैज डिस्क्राइब अबाउट ए सर्कल ऑफ एक्टिविटी एंडिंग इन यज्ञ सैक्रिफाइस। यज्ञ द प्रॉपर वर्ड यज्ञ मीन्स विष्णु आर द सुप्रीम लॉ एंड अनदर मीनिंग ऑफ यज्ञ इज सैक्रिफाइस। दैट सैक्रिफाइस इज हाउ टू डू दैट वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फॉर द लास्ट थ्री और फोर डेज। Our whole trouble of life, this material existence, it is according to Vedic literature. This is our condemned life, material, because I am put into a different atmosphere. This body, which I am not. The body is matter, and I am spirit soul. So I have been put into uncomfortable position by this material contact. So the human life is developed. Consciousness. So he has to learn and he can get rid of this material existence by the process which is described in authoritative scriptures like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic literature. So the first process Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, is advised. Not only he advises, it is advised in all the Vedas that you should sacrifice, perform sacrifice. He says of Dhyatu, Vishnu, Sita and Jagato, Mahi, Tapari, Prasajyam, Kaluta, Harikitana. The whole process of human civilization should be to acquire love of God. Our love is now distributed in so many things. And that is misdistribution. The whole thing was to be targeted to the Supreme Lord. I was to love God, but instead of loving God, my love is distributed in so many things. And that is a misdirected civilization. How is this misdirected? Suppose if I do not love God, if I love my wife, my children, my countrymen, what is wrong there? Oh, there is great wrong that we do not know. That is most unscientific. Without loving God, if I want to love my wife, that love is not perfect. Therefore, so-called love is distracted by divorce and so many things. Because that is not perfect love. We do not know what is perfect love and how to conduct. That is the defect of our civilization. Which we are accepting as love, that is simply a desire for sense gratification. That is not love. Love is different. So because, why the love is defective in the material world? Because it is not properly discharged. We have to understand that. How it is not properly discharged? Just like you love your body, nobody can deny. Everyone loves his body. All right. What do you want to do? I want to maintain my body nicely. Then, what is the means of maintaining your body very nicely? To get nice vitaminous foodstuff and supply to the stomach. And then there is accumulation, secretion of different blood or different, tumor, and so on. The physiological condition is going on. The main position is that you have to give proper foodstuff to this body. Now, how to supply the foodstuff to the body? The main source of supplying is this mouth. Now we have got seven holes in this body, especially nine holes, big holes, just like these two eyes, they are holes, the ears, they are holes, the mouth is one hole, and the evacuating process is another hole, this navel is another hole. There are nine holes in this body. Now, if somebody says that I have to put foodstuff within the body, just like in medical treatment, sometimes when one cannot take foodstuff from the mouth, foodstuff is ingested from the rectum or somewhere else, artificially, but that is not the system of supplying the foodstuff. The real process of supplying the foodstuff is through the mouth. If somebody says, oh, there are nine holes, you can put the foodstuff in any hole. No, that will not do. You have to supply the foodstuff through the mouth. Similarly, if you have to love, you have to love through God. Otherwise, love is not possible. That is all artificial. Just like supplying foodstuffs to the rectum is most artificial and troublesome thing. Similarly, without loving God, if I want to love anybody, that is a false manifestation. There are made so many other examples. Just like watering the plants. Now, our pots are called, they supply water, pour water. Why? So that the tree or the plant may grow nicely. Where the water is poured? In the root. Not on the leaves. Is it? So, the scripture directs, Vedic scripture, yathātaro-mūla-niṣīca-nena trippanti-tastanda-bhujopa-sāthā. Just like pouring water into the root of the tree, all the branches of the tree and leaves and flowers, they automatically nourish. You haven't got to pour water. Now it is a small plant. Suppose it has got a big tree, and there are thousands of and billions of leaves. You are not supposed to supply water in millions of leaves. You are supposed to pour water on the root. That is the distinction. Just like you supply foodstuff to the stomach. That is the distinction. Suppose I have got very good cake. Now the fingers holding the cake. Right? If the fingers sing, all right, this is a good cake. Ah, why shall I supply to the stomach? Let us eat it. Oh, the fingers cannot eat. That is improper. There is a story in Sanskrit. Sudarendriyana. There was a meeting of all the parts of the senses. That we are working and the stomach is sitting idly and is simply eating. So let us get into strife. We shall not work. Just like there is strife system now. Now all the hands and legs and all parts of the body, they go, no more, you are going to work for the stomach. Now what happens? Gradually the hands become weak, the fingers become weak. I could not see the ear. Oh, this father, what is happening? We are becoming weaker. Then they decided it was a mistake not to supply foodstuff to the stomach. It was good for us. Similarly, by establishing a godless civilization, we are not happy. We are not happy. Just like the same way, not supplying foodstuff to the stomach, we are thinking of becoming happy. No, that cannot be. If the senses of the body, parts of the body, want to become happy, then he has the senses and the parts of the body, they have to supply foodstuff to the stomach. Similarly, if you want to be happy in this world, there is no alternative. Without, I mean, to say, performing sacrifices. That is recommended here. Evam pravartitam chakram. This is certainly, that is certainly described in the previous verses, that annad bhavanti bhuta. You have ceased by eating grains. Suppose nowadays we have invented so many artificial foodstuff, however artificially foodstuff, however flesh and other things we may take, without grains we cannot live. The grains must be there. The wheat and the rice and the paddy and the cereals, they must be there. But real foodstuff is anna. Anna means this grain. So, by eating grains, we subsist. Our life prolongs by eating grains. The annad bhavanti bhutani, parjannat anna sammava, and grains are produced by proper rainfall. Rainfall is the main source of producing everything of our necessities of life. Without rainfall, we cannot produce anything of the necessities of life. We have got many necessities of life, not only grain. We require cotton for clothing. We require silk for glassware. We require valuable stones and jewels. All these are produced under certain circumstances of rain. Rain is falling on the sea and the ocean also. So there is purpose. And a certain constellation of the star, if the rain falls on the sea, it produces pearls and jewels. We have got this information from Vedic literature. So everything is produced, whatever you require. Now, pasturing ground for the cows, the grass is produced by rains. And the animals, they eat the grass and they produce milk, you require milk. So everything, the main source of supply is the rainfall from the sky. That is not under your control. So Bhagavad Gita says, Padjanat Anna Sambhava, without rain, you cannot have any production. Nothing can be produced without rain. And without production, you cannot live. But rain, regular rain, and regulatory rain and useful rain will fall when you perform sacrifices, yajna. Yajna bhavati parjanna. And yajna karma samudbhava, and you can perform yajna by working. Because yajna requires material. So if you have no money, if you don't work, you cannot have money. So everything is a circle. It's nice that karma brahma bhavo, and how to work, that is described in the Vedic, in young time, that you should work like this. We have all discussed. Karma dhakarmana. So everyone has some prescribed duties. There are different classes of men. The intelligent class of men, the administrative class of men, the productive class of men, the laborer class of men, everyone has to work. And by working, by the result of the work, one has to perform yajna. And by regular performance of yajna, there will be regular rain. And by regular rain, there will be production sufficient to supply your necessities of life. So that is the subject. That is the subject. But anyway, one has to work sincerely his prescribed duties, and by the result of such work, one has to offer sacrifice to please the Supreme Lord. That is the circle. And Lord Krishna says, evam pravartitam chakra. Now, this circle, this moving circle, is just like the potter moves the circle to make production, we have seen. Similarly, we have to move this circle. Circle means it is meant for moving. Anyone who does not move this circle of activity, then his life is of Hayu Indiara. His life is full of sin. His life is sinful, simply meant for sense gratification. Mohang Pata Sajivati. His life is useless without any purpose. And actually, it has become like that. Our life has become without any purpose. We do not understand why this human life we have got, why it is distinct from the dog's life, or the hog's life, or the animal life. We do not understand that. We have to understand that this human life is not meant for the animal propensities of life like cats and dogs. It is meant for some other divine purpose. We have to get rid of this material engagement and attain our spiritual life and be happy forever. Jagatyana nirattante tadhama paramana mama. One has to return back to the kingdom of God. That is the mission of human life. So one who does not know this mission of human life, according to Bhagavad Gita, he is living useless. His purpose of life, he has no that is, sheep without a ladder, a man without aim. He has no aim or purpose of life. This is the purpose. We have to perform yajna. So, those who are engaged in activities, they, by the result of these activities, so anyone who does not move on this path. According to Bhagavad Gita, he is passing on his life useless. Then the next, jasu atmarati reva syat atmatittasya manava atmani eva ca santushta tasya tajyan navijyate. This jagda is prescribed for the jealous mass of people, that they must work sincerely according to their prescribed duties, and by the result of that duty or result of their action, they should offer sacrifices to the Lord. Now, at the present moment, the best sacrifice is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sacrifice of chanting the holy name of Lord. Jagdai sankirtanai prayai jagantihi sumedhata. So now, you come here and sit down here for some time and chant the holy name of the Lord. That is also sacrifice. That is also sacrifice. This is recommended for this age, especially, because we cannot make any other sacrifice. So, in this age is called Kali. Kali means the age of quarrels. On minor things, we are prepared to fight with one another. That is the system of this age. And if you open the newspaper in the morning, you will find so many news of fighting. So this is called the age of fighting and corruption. So in this age, they formerly, as the sages and great kings, they were performing jagdas, rajasiya jagda, asamed jagda, and so many big jagdas, and they required large fund of money. So that is not possible in this age. Lord Chaitanya, therefore, recommended, not only Lord Chaitanya, out of his own will he has recommended, it is prescribed in Shastra. And it is said, Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu. Krite means in the Satyayuga, or what is generally known as Golden Age. So in the Satyayuga, people used to realize self, or used to elevate themselves to highest perfection of life by meditation. You have heard the name of Valmiki Muni. Valmiki Muni, he meditated for 60,000 of years. His whole body was covered by worms. And because at that time people used to live for 100,000 of years. So gradually our life is being reduced in the Satyayuga. Yes. In the Satyayuga it is stated that people used to live for 100,000 of years. And then in the Tritayuga they used to live for 1,000 of years. Now in the Dwapara-yuga, 1,000. And in the Treta-yuga, 10,000 years. And in the Dwapara-yuga, 1,000 years. And now it has come down to 100 years in this Kali-yuga. That also 100 years is not completed. Now we are dying within 60 or 70. And gradually it will be reduced to 20 to 30 years. That is also mentioned. So, what was possible in the Satyayuga by meditation, that is not possible in this age. That is not possible. Therefore, the method has been made easier. Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu. What was being possible to attain perfection of life by meditation in the Satyayuga, That was possible in the Treta Yuga by offering up big sacrifice. Kite jab dhyato Vishnu, Tetayam jagato makhai. Makhai means big sacrifice. And Dapare Parichajya, that very thing was realized in the Dapar Yuga by temple worship. That from the Dapar Yuga in India, so many temple worship flowers, not only in India, all over the world. Jat worship is also temple worship, mosque worship is also temple worship. It may be different parts, different countries and different class of people, but the whole thing is temple worship. Temple worship. There are, in the temple, there are nine kinds of different process of worship. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Satyam Atmanivedanam. So, Smaranam Kirtanam Vandanam. Vandanam means offering prayer. And Archanam means that is, of course, you have no experience. In India, there is Archan for the deity installing deity in the temples and worship from morning half past 4 to till night 11. There are different kinds of worship. So either this worship or this prayer, they are called temple worship. Temple worship. Bandhanam, offering prayer, is another sort of temple worship. So that is recommended, that was recommended in the Dāparaji. Dāparaji means just during the Mahabharata time, 5,000 years before, that was the end of Dāparaji. Then, after the battle of Kurukshetra, this Kali Yuga has begun. Kali Yuga, this is present age, which you are talking about. In this age, this Kali Yuga will exist. From the Vedic scriptures, we understand it will exist for 400,000 years. 400,000 of years. 427,000 of years. Not 27, 32. Out of that, we have passed only 5,000 years. So there is balance still, 427,000 of years. To finish this Kali Yuga, this era. Now, for this age, Kriteja Dhyato Vishnu Tritayam Yajato Makhai. Now, different ages, different methods are prescribed. So, for this age, it is prescribed the Talokad Harikirtanam. Whatever possible to perform in the Satya Yuga by meditation, and Treta Yuga, and by offering of great costly sacrifices, and the Dapar Yuga by offering prayers or archana in the temples, that can be made possible easily by Hari Kirtana, by chanting the holy name of God. That is the first thing. So, as Bhagavad Gita prescribes, that you have to perform yajna. Now, don't be afraid that you have to perform the same kind of yajna as it was being performed in the Treta Yuga or Dapar Yuga by offering thousands and thousands of months of clarified butter and grain. That is not possible. Nobody can secure all those ingredients at the present moment, neither it is recommended. In the Kali Yuga, it is recommended that one can perform the Sankirtan Yajna. That will give him the same result which was derived by meditation in Satya Yuga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this method of Sankirtan Yajna in this age. 500 years before, Lord Chaitanya advented himself in India, in Bengal, in the district of Navadvip, It is about 60 miles from Calcutta, and he, of course, he was born in that particular place, but he, distributed these missionary activities all over India, and he deserves that his followers may also distribute this missionary activity in other parts of the world. That is his desire and portent. So, this yoga, so far yoga is concerned, we can perform this yoga, Sankirtan yoga, that is not very difficult, everyone at home or on this place, what is there? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is the most inexpensive performance of yoga. Anyone can adopt. Just to learn these 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These 16 words, anyone, any illiterate man or any rich man, any poor man, or any man of any country, these 16 words, anyone can learn. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And chant, go on chanting. There is no expenditure. Suppose if you are moving on the street, and if you go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, there is no expenditure, and there is no loss. Suppose you are sitting on the bus, on the car, for 2 hours. After the 2 hours, if you go on chanting Hare Krishna, then tremendous result. So why don't you try? There is no expenditure, there is no loss, neither loss of time, neither loss of money, neither loss of energy. There is no loss. Simply and melodiously, in a singing way, if you got Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You are, will be directly associating with the Supreme Lord. You will be directly associating. Now suppose, theoretically, accepting that if I am directly associating with Supreme Lord, then what else I want more? And the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Janglabdha chaparang labhanga mannate nadhikanga tataha. If you actually get the association of the Lord, then what else you have got to get? You have got everything with you. So that is a fact. It is a question of realization only. As soon as we get advance in this chanting of this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, then we shall gradually realize that actually God is with us. God is dancing on my tongue in the form of sound. So, this is the simplest process of yoga that's introduced by Lord Chaitanya. He has manufactured this process, but it is of operative scripture. And you can try it. You can try it. The result will be that gradually you will be on the way, on the path of liberation. Liberation means to get out of this material entanglement. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that by chanting this Krishna Sankita, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, the first result will be that your heart will be cleared of all dust accumulated by years and life after life in this material association. Just like we are sitting in this log, so by association of this body, All as dust is coming in this room, and it is being and scattered layer after layer. Similarly, by association of this material contamination, we have in our heart accumulated so many material dust. The whole thing, our progress of spiritual life, our progress of spiritual realization is just only because we have got some misunderstanding of our identification. The identification is that I am this body. That's the Sarsavuddhi Ikunapi Dhati. This is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that one who is identified with this body are three elements. This body is made up, according to Ayurvedic medicine system, this body is made of three dhatu, tejavarini, that is also stated in Bhagavad. Tejavarini, that means heat, water and earth. Heat, water and earth. The whole material creation is a combination of these three things. Tejavarini, teja means heat. Or fire, and vari means water, and mrit means earth. So this world, this body is earth, matter. The grains which we eat, that is also earth, transformation. And now, by eating grains, this flesh is transformed, this is also earth. So we are seeing very nice, beautiful, but it is earth. So, it is made by interaction of this heat and water. That is the process going on, nature's creation. So, the Sarsavuddhi Kunapi Siddharthi. So, anyone who identifies with this body, this bag of these three elements, this is a bag. So, the Sarsavuddhi Kunapi Siddharthi, Sabhik Talatradishu, and from this bag, there are many other bags emanated, just like my children. They are also my different bags, products of this bag. So, the Sarsavuddhi Kunapi Siddharthi Sabhik Talatradishu, one who identifies this bag as myself, I am this body. And the result of my body, this kinsmen, children, and family, or countrymen, or society men, they are my own men. Sadhik kalatradishu, bhomaidyadhi, means this earth from which this earthly body has grown up. That means the country. This country. We are fond of our country because from this American earth, my body has grown up. Or from Indian earth, or this earth of this planet, apart from American or Indian conception of life. So we are human beings of this planet. So we are identifying with this planetary situation. So all these things, they have been very carefully analyzed, and the conclusion has been that just not one who thinks like that, he is no better than ass and cow. Saiva gopha. Saiva gopha. Gopha, go means cow. And kara means ass. So actually, if we analyze the present civilization, it is a civilization of gopha. Gopha. Because we are identifying this body. I am this body. And because this body has got connection with a particular woman, therefore she is my wife. And because my that combination, we have got another protection from children, they are my children. And because it expanded into society, into country, and so many things, so all these entanglements is there. But actually, I am pure soul, I am not this body. As soon as I understand this, then whole thing is vanished. Because if I am not this body, then in relationship with this body, whatever I have extended, extended selfishness is at one branch. Then I am mukta purusha. I am liberated soul. Lord Chaitanya says, by chanting Sri Krishna Sankirtan, I become at once liberated from this misconception of Lord. What I need, I am suffering due to my this misconception of Lord. The whole Vedic literature advises me that you are not this material body. You are Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Brahma means I am spirit. And the supreme, not supreme spirit, but I am spirit. Brahma. The Vedic literature does not say that I am Param Brahma. Param Brahma is Bhagavan. Qualitatively, I am one with Param Brahma, and Brahma, there is qualitatively oneness. Because Brahma, gold, big gold and small gold, that doesn't matter. Gold, both of them are gold. So, Lord Chaitanya says that Chetadatpana Marjanam, this misconception of life will be the first instrument of our profit by chanting, by regularly chanting this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, by performing this yajna. The first instrument, that first instrument will be I become liberated from the material conception of life. At once. That is the many great sages, they are going to Himalaya, they are going to the forest for meditation just to realize what I am. Now, Lord Chaitanya says that this, what you are, your self-realization, your spiritual realization, will be the first instrument. Chetadarpana Marga. This is simply, Chetadarpana Marjana means, this is misconception. That what I am not, I am thinking I am. It is simply to understand that I am not. Actually, I am not this. We can understand it very shortly, within a moment. That Bhagavad Gita has already told you that Abhinashita-tad-vidhi-jena-sarvam-idam-tatam, that portion which is spread all over your body, that you are, that is Avinash, that is immortal. And what is that? My consciousness. And what is that consciousness? That is the symptom of my presence. I am a soul present in this body. Consciousness is the symptom. But as soon as this consciousness is removed, the body has no value that we are experiencing every day. As soon as from the body the consciousness is out, oh, it is dead body. You are crying, oh, my son is gone, my husband is gone, my brother. Why are your son is gone? It is lying here in the floor. Why you are crying? No, no. The gone means that consciousness. Gone means that, and therefore the consciousness is the real thing. So we need understand. We need understand. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. The misunderstanding of this body identification is at once removed by performing this jhana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then, the next installment, simply understanding that I am not this body, I am consciousness, will do it? No. That is the first step. Chetadarpana Marjanam Bhavamaha Dabhagni Nidvapanam. If you are actually conscious of being, not this body, actually, then your all material miseries are at once removed. As soon as you come to the real point of understanding that I am not this body, then the whole misunderstanding of material existence, Bhava Mahadavagni means, every word is very carefully selected in Sanskrit. and they are got immense meaning, full of meaning. Now this, why this bhava maha dhavarni is very well. I try to stress. Bhava means the situation in which we have to take repeated birth and accept repeated death. That is called bhava. And that is kind of maha dhavarni. Maha means great. And dhavarni means forest fire. Forest fire, have you seen? Any of you here, you have got many forests, but I don't think you have seen any forest fire, I have seen. Forest fire takes automatically. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest. But by, cohesion of different dry bamboos or woods, fire takes place by electricity, fire takes place and the whole forest is ablaze. That is called dhava. So this material world, nobody wants, everyone wants peaceful life. But the nature of the material world is that automatically there is fire. Automatically, just like in New York, your fire brigade is always there. Always afraid of if there is any fire. Because you are expecting every moment fire. Every moment fire. Nobody is setting fire in his house, but automatically there is fire. So, however we may want, however we may try in the United Nations organization that there will be no war, it will take place, and already taking place, it is what is going on. You cannot stop it. This is what is called bhava-maha-dhavarna, just like in the forest. Nobody goes to set fire. It automatically takes place. Similarly, in spite of our good wish that we want to live peacefully in this world, there cannot be any peace. There will be fire, set up fire. Fire set up. Yes. So as soon as one becomes convinced that I am not this God, then he is protected from these fire of this material world. Fire material world. Bhava maha dhavarni nidhapanam sriya kairava chandita vitaranam vidyavadu jivanam. Then his actual life begins. Then his actually blissful life. Sriya kairava chandita vitaranam. Just like the moon rises from the new moon gradually. The moon rises into the full moon. Therefore, the Chandrika. Chandrika, this very word is used. It is compared with the moon. Just like in the Pratipada. After the new moon, you see the moon just like a line. Then next day it becomes little moon. Next month, just like Pratipada becomes the 11th day. It is practically full. On the 11th day, we can observe Ekadasi. And then after 4 days, the full day. All world is full of light. So, as soon as this Abu Mahadavadi Nibbaham, as soon as we get rid of this conception of identifying this body, then our real blissful life begins, gradually develops, just like the moon develops. Vidyavadu Jivanam means full knowledge. Full knowledge. We are hankering after knowledge, then we come to the point of full knowledge. Vidyavadu jivanam. Anandamudhi vardhanam. Ananda. He cannot increase. Ananda here. In the material sense gratification, ananda does not increase. If you want some ananda, some sense, if for the time being it may give you some pleasure, but at once it decreases. You have no more capacity to enjoy, you see. That was it. So it is not ananda. It is not real ananda. Ananda means that will increase. Increase. You enjoy and increases. Increases. Ananda ambudhi vardhanam. The example is very nice. Ambudhi. Ambudhi means see. See, you don't find see has increased. You go to the or this part. seaside. 10 years before, you have been to the seaside, you see the same level is there. It does not increase. If it increases, the whole New York City will be overflowed. It does not increase. But here, Lord Chaitanya says that Ambari, the ocean of bliss, it increases. It increases. That is a new experience. When you are actually in spiritual happiness, your bliss will be increased. Material happiness means if your bliss will be decreased. Suppose if you want a good cake or good food stuff, you want to eat. Now, suppose you get 2 cakes or 3 cakes, and the 4th cake you will refuse. No more, I don't. Because that and having to say pleasure now has decreased. But here, he says, Lord Chaitanya says, that your arm of bliss will be increased. That is spiritual. That is the taste of spiritual life. When you engage yourself in spiritual sunset, the taste will be that you will not feel tired. You will not feel tired. Suppose if you are engaged in some spiritual sunset, you will find more activity. More you do, more you find activity. That is spiritual. That is spiritual. So these things are there. So we are not to be afraid of that we cannot perform this yoga as prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita by the grace of Lord Chaitanya by the grace of Vedic literature. We have got this information that Jagdai Sankirtanam Prayi Jajanti Hi Sumedha. Jagdai Sankirtanam, this Jagda, Sankirtan Jagda, chant Jagda, one can perform, one can please the Supreme Lord. That is prescribed. So, this is very easy and anyone can adopt, only to remember the 16 names and at any time. And Lord Chaitanya also says that Nam Nama Kari Bahuda Nijasabta Shakti Tattartita. The name Krishna and Krishna person, there is no difference. That you don't think that Arjuna was fortunate to receive instruction of Krishna directly, but we are unfortunate, we are not in the presence of Krishna. No, that is our mistake. Krishna is present by the sound representation, because God is absolute. Therefore, there is no difference. Just like here, we have got difference, and nothing is absolute. Now this watch, this name of this watch, this name of this article is watch. Now watch and the thing watch, there is difference. If I want to see watch, and if I sound, watch. No, my purpose of watching will not set. I want the actual substance which is watch. If I am thirsty, if I simply speak of water, my thirst will not be quenched. I want actual water. If you want something else for my enjoyment, the name will not do. Because nothing in this is dual world. You see, this world is a duality. But in the absolute world, there is no such duality. Everything is everything. 1 + 1 = 1. 1 - 1 = 1. Purnasya purnamadaya purnamaiva vasishtate. These are basic injunctions. If you take the whole thing from the whole, still the balance is whole. So, Lord Chaitanya also said the same thing. The nam-nam-kari bahuda nidasadpa-shakti sattadhita niyamitas maranena kala. These chanting, these performance of yoga, is so powerful that the Krishna name is as powerful as Krishna the person. Nam-nam-kari bahuda nidasadpa-shakti. And this, in the Krishna name, holy. And God is almighty. So all the mightiness of God is there. Simply we have to realize. So, nam nam kari bahudha, nijasatva satita pratita, there is already invested all the potency, all the potency of the Supreme Person into his name. And niyamita smaranena kala, and you have no hard and fast rule for chanting. It is not that. Suppose if you have got to go to church or to temple, you have to dress yourself properly, you have to purify yourself, and so many things before you enter into the church. Of course, any sacred place, the rules and regulations are the same. The Mohammedans also, they go to the mosque after washing their hands and feet very nicely. So, and Hindu principle also, the same thing is that they go to the temple after taking bath and purifying. So many things are there. Either Hinduism or Mohammedanism or Christianism, according to country and climate and people, practically the principles are the same. They may be formally, they may appear to be, but the thing is that. But here, niyamita smaranena kala. Here you don't require that you have to take your bath before chanting Hare Krishna, no. Oh, because you are in the bathroom, therefore you cannot chant Hare Krishna, no. You can chant in there. So, such a thing. Because, and if actually Krishna, that very name is Krishna, then how I can remain impure? The potency is there. It makes me at once pure. Just like, as soon as there is light, there is no question of darkness. Darkness and light cannot stand to it. Either it must be darkness or it must be light. So as soon as there is light, the Krishna is light. Krishna name is light. Therefore there cannot be impurity. Impurity is due to my this material body, but I am at that moment on the spiritual platform. So this impurity cannot touch. So these are and the points of realization. As we make sincere effort to perform this yoga, particular yoga for this age, then we make our progress. It is most inexpensive and very easy and very powerful. Quite unsure about it. That is my request to you. Thank you very much. Now, if there is any questions.